and despite all the overwhelming evidence, governments continue to stand still, or at least are too slow to act as our planet continues to sicken. A few years ago, I met a group of scientists who had decided to resist this dangerous inertia. Like many concerned citizens, they march, they sign petitions, they speak out. But they've also realized that these actions, while important, may just not be enough. In the face of a crisis this critical, we need more powerful methods to drive the changes we so desperately need. So these scientists aren't just raising awareness, they are challenging the status quo. Some have even gone so far as to peacefully break the law, understanding that the stakes are far too high to allow bad business to continue as usual. In 2023, I stood with 100 of these scientists at the UK Parliament, urging MPs to recognise the dangers of new oil and gas exploration. Shortly after, following the release of a devastating report on biodiversity decline in the UK, we gathered once more, this time in front of the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA, alongside 40 environmental groups. We blocked a road, shared stories and listened to gut-wrenching yet ultimately hopeful testimonies from researchers, wildlife advocates and activists, all united by a common cause: to defend the fragile ecosystems that sustain us. More recently, I joined them in a two-day peaceful occupation of a new energy exhibit at the Science Museum in London, sponsored, ironically, by a major coal producer. I have had the privilege of meeting and working with many of the scientists whose words are featured in this audiobook. I know them to be driven not only by their deep love of the natural world, but also by their compassion, courage and unwavering dedication. From the astrophysics student who can no longer bear to gaze at the stars, to the professor who once advised governments, these people have put their heads above the parapet to try something different. Each author, like each chapter, is unique. But what unites them is not just a shared understanding of the science, but a profound personal connection to all living creatures. This is not an audiobook about the science of climate breakdown or biodiversity loss. It is a collection of human stories told through a fierce love for our natural world. I am deeply moved by their accounts, not only because I share their fears and sense of urgency, but because they also fill me with the hope and the energy to carry on fighting to protect the one thing I love most: life on Earth, our one beautiful and precious home.
Introduction by Dr. Abby Perrin. Who are scientists for Extinction Rebellion? Among us are astrophysicists, biochemists, ecologists, engineers, geologists, immunologists, psychologists, zoologists, and many more. All of us have at some point studied a scientific discipline at university, and most of us have spent much of our working lives in a scientific profession. Many of us work or have worked as researchers in laboratories or doing practical science in the field. Some of us have or have had roles in science education, in medical settings or in industry. Some of us have spent decades associated with prestigious institutions. Some of us are students embarking on a scientific career in a rapidly changing world. Some of us have walked away from traditional professions to turn our focus to creating change by other means. As well as being scientists, we might be artists, carers, community organizers, educators, gardeners, grandparents, performers, parents, and much more. What unites us is our fascination with and love for the world around us, and the incredible diversity of people and species which are part of it. We share a desire not only to understand our world, but to protect it too. We know that the world we love is existentially threatened, and that scientists just doing the science hasn't been enough to change the perilous course that all living beings are on. We agree that we need to do more to stop the harm that is being caused by business as usual amid a climate and ecological crisis. We believe that it is possible to create better systems and a fairer future. We recognize that an emergency situation